Certainly it's good to be in the house of God tonight. Appreciate the moving of the Holy Ghost and how God has helped us. I'm telling you, I was waiting on a runner. If he'd come, I was going to run a while. A dancer, I'd dance a while. Every what he wants, that's what I want. We were in the Holy Ghost service last night and again this morning. And we give God the glory, give him the honor, how that he moved and helped. And it was certainly a privilege to be able to be with Shad and teaming up more or less in a fellowship meeting, a homecoming meeting at Brother Maxson's. I'm looking forward, Lord will, for us to be together in Russellville and to be there. My family will just going to make it, the man said, make it a family affair. But planning on God touching our hearts and our lives. Appreciate the work here, the good report each time we come by. And then when we hear good reports from the church here, how God is blessing, how the Lord is helping you, of course, certainly that blesses us. And we ask you to be praying for us. Sister MacDonald's been a little under the weather, and pray God would help her. We'll be heading home tomorrow, and pray God give us a good trip. And we thank the Lord how he's been with us. The Bible said, hitherto hath the Lord helped us, and certainly he has, and we're believing God's going to help us again tonight. We appreciate the offering. The Lord bless you much for your gift. Amen. So let's look at it tonight. Let's just slip out. Yeah. All right. The book of Mark tonight, the book of Mark, chapter number 4. And I want to read verse number 1, Mark 4 and 1. I'm going to give you what I feel that's on my heart. Very familiar scripture tonight. And so let's open up our hearts and our lives to God in this service. Mark 4 and 1, and he began again to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And may God help me and anoint me here tonight. We know the scripture of how the Lord ministered and helped and how that he spoke to them a parable concerning the sower and the seed growing and the mustard seed and etc. But I want to tonight, as the man said, I just want to ease something out of here. I want us to look in that first phrase there. And the Bible said, and he began again. I want to talk to us about that tonight on beginning again. That's the way Jesus was always doing. He was just beginning again. Always starting over. Always teaching again. Always encouraging again. Always leading and helping people again. We see here how that his endless, how that he was so endless and with his great patience. And truly, if there's ever been a time we see the Lord has had patience with us, had patience with each of us, watched over us during trying times and helped us at times that maybe when my patience may have run out with somebody, Christ's patience did not run out. The Bible tells us in the Word of God, for my name's sake will I defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut not thee off, and I will not cut you off. And so we find the patience. One man said the patience of Christ is like stars waiting for it to be dark enough for them to begin to shine. And so that's the way it is tonight, his patience and his long sufferings with us, that we find here in the Word of God that he began again, going through that time of beginning to be patient with me, beginning to help me. How many times has the Lord been patient with us? How many times as we read in God's divine word, I wonder how many times that he was patient with Simon Peter. I know there's times that we read in the Word of God that Simon was like a lot of us. As a man said, he would just shoot his mouth off when his brain wasn't loaded. We all do that. Say amen. But we find that the time of being patient with him and the time of realizing we're just flesh. The Bible tells us in the Word of God that he knows my frame, sir. He knows what I am made out of. We find some buildings are made out of wood. They're not as strong, perhaps, as those that are made out of steel. And so how much weight and how much a load they may carry. And so likewise tonight, the Lord knows my frame. He knows what I can handle. And he is very patient with us. And taking me back, all right, Russell, go back now to point number one. And beginning again. Go back to point number one. You failed, but we're going to begin again. Amen. You got out of the harness, but we're going to begin again. I love that. The beginning again of the Lord. The starting afresh and anew of the Lord. Amen. How many times has he been so long-suffering with us? We read in the Word of God, which sometimes were disobedient. Have you ever been disobedient? Have there ever been time like we find in the own start of those in the day of Noah, sir, when they were disobedient? They did not obey him. They wouldn't listen to the preaching of the Word of God. But yet that man came and preached and delivered his soul unto them. But the Bible said when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. How much has God waited? How many times did God wait on you? How many times did he begin again to deal with your soul? How many times did he begin again to talk to your heart and say, you need to get saved? How many times did God speak to my life and say, Russell MacDonald, you need to turn your heart and your life over to me? And the Bible said in the Word of God, God waited. How, I'm telling you, God is waiting. God is dealing. God is talking. The Lord, and he began again. I read this here a while back. Amen. Said that just jumped on me and he began again. Thank God he began again. Oh, that God, thank you for beginning again. Thank you for dealing again. Thank you for speaking again. Thank you for moving again. Thank you, dear God, for the presence of God again. And he began again. He began to move again. He began to touch again. He began to minister again. Thank God. So we find that it's patience, sir. Amen. One man said that patience has always been a characteristic of real greatness. And could I tell you the greatness of Christ? Oh, the greatness of Christ, just to wait. He'll give you time. He'll give me time, sir. He'll give me time to make up my mind that I will serve him. And he will begin to deal. He will begin again to touch hearts and lives. I read where 100 years ago a Christian mother in England, the story was said, how that one asked her, said, why do you tell that boy the same thing 100 times? Why do you tell him the same thing 100 times? And she answered, because 99 times won't do. Amen, I've got to tell him 100 times. And she went ahead and repeated it 100 times or so. His name was John Wesley. And oh, listen to me. God will repeat it to us time and time again. He will remind us and he will begin again. He will begin again. He will talk
talk to my heart. He will talk to your life. He'll begin at the own start and say, all right, let's have a refresher course. Let's have a course that you must serve me with all your body, mind, and soul. Let's have a refresher course that you must submit everything unto me. Let's have a refresher course and begin one more time that I'm going to be first. You'll come, you'll worship, you'll praise, you'll glorify my name. You'll enter into my courts with praise and with thanksgiving. I want to begin again one more time and let you know when you come into my house, come in praising him. When you come into my house, come in worshiping him. When you get behind the pulpit, be prepared to preach my word. To begin again. To begin again. To begin to talk. To begin to deal with our hearts. To begin to deal with our lives. Amen. I read where one man said, listen. He said, he who gets up every time he falls will sometime get up and stay up. Amen. He who gets up every time he falls, one day he's going to get up and stay up. Thank God. Listen to you. May be down tonight. You may have been in. You may have been out. You may come to the house of God on fire for God one service. And the next service, I'm telling you, it looks like down in that same belly, in that same trial. Amen. But how many times, thank God, had he begun to get again with us? Amen. One man said that walking is nothing but catching ourselves when we're about to fall anyway. That's right, just catching ourselves as we're about to fall. That's right, just walking, Brother Sheridan. You made mention about just walk. Thank God, just walking in that time, walking and waiting and believing and looking unto him again and again. He'll deal with our hearts. Praise God, and he began again to talk to us. He began to stir our lives. The Bible said, but the long suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. Dealing with that soul headed to hell. Dealing with that soul without God. God, will you speak to that man again? He said, I'll begin to talk to him again. I love what Romans says in the Word of God. Romans 2, chapter, verse number 4 there. It said, the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. That when he's reaching out, that when he's dealing with, and said, I'll say, I'll begin to say, how many churches do we know tonight that have gone through some scandal in that church, and it looked as though we could just hang Ichabod on the door and forget about it. God's not going to move there anymore. God's not going to bless anymore. But thank God, what did he do? He began again. What did he do? He blessed again. I know churches tonight throughout this land, sir, that man said that church is gone. It'll never be blessed, and God will never help that church, and God will never help that people. But when people humble themselves before the Lord and begin to call out upon the Lord, thank God, Ichabod, this church was torn away from the door, and now we do not say the glory has to parted, but the glory is here because the Lord began again. The Lord began to touch again. The Lord began to move again. I've gone to some places. I'm telling you, just dry as cracker juice. You wonder, will we ever have a move of God? Can God bless in that church and pray and fast and seek God? And then he began to move again. And then his spirit began to move again. Every church goes through a time and a season of dryness. Every church. The Bible said, I believe this book. I believe this Bible surf everything on the natural there, the spiritual aspect part. And I believe when he said, as long as this world is here, there'll be seasons. There'll be wintertime. There'll be spring. There'll be summer. And there'll be fall. And likewise, the same way tonight concerning the one's Christian's life, there'll be a time that I'll go through the wintertime. There'll be a time, sir, when the leaves have all fallen off the tree. The grass has already, died away. And that time of coldness, of coming to the house of God. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Maybe you've never faced it here, but I feel like we have. Going through that time, we come to the house of God, we sing, but we can't really get anointed. We get around the altar, but we cannot get anointed to pray. We get behind the pulpit, we study, we pray, we fast, but really get under that heavy anointing of God. It seems like it does not come. We're down on one knee, we're up on the other. I'm telling you, we're going through that time of coldness. But oh, they come to time, sir, that thank God springtime comes. There come to time, sir, when freshness comes. There come to time when life comes. We look around, the grass is green, leaves are back out on the trees, and he begins again. Thank God, he begins to move again. Souls that have come and felt convicting power of God come in lost, they believe in lost. But one day he will begin again. God, one day the Holy Ghost will move again. One day the power of God will fall again. One day the Spirit of heaven will move again. He'll begin again. He'll touch again. God, will you bless my ministry again? God, will you bless my singing again? Oh, God, if we could only feel the touch of heaven again. There's something about it. He begins again. There's something he begin again. Oh, Lord, I'm glad you begin again. I'm glad, Lord, that freshness. I'm glad, God, that newness. I'm glad tonight. I want to shout it tonight, church. We need to have him to begin again within our lives. Move upon us. Move upon us. Listen to it. Thank God the Lord's mercy are new every morning. You know what he's doing? He is beginning again. Every morning God's beginning to move again. Every morning he's blessing again. Every morning he's coming and saying, I'm going to help you. I'm going to bring you through what you may be facing. God, can you begin again? How many times have I seen it through the years? I've had couples to come and sit and tell me, I'm afraid our marriage is gone. I'm afraid there is no hope. And I said, well, let's spend some time. Let's pray. And that's if God will begin again. As if God knit that home together. And see if God will bless in that family. See if God will move in that home. Let me tell you something, friend. Don't throw in the towel too quick. Don't throw in the towel too soon. That husband that's headed to hell. That husband that's out your own liquor tonight. Hold on. Thank God. God may begin. Listen on. Read it to you. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. That husband tonight, it's a long ways from God tonight. I want to shout it tonight. I want to tell you, sir, there is no distance with prayer. There is no distance with prayer. God can still move. God can still touch. God can still deal with that soul that's away from God. God can begin to deal with him again. God can begin to stir that heart in their life again. I've had people sit under my ministry and they've said, you know, I think I blasphemed the Holy Ghost. I said, no, you hadn't. You hadn't blasphemed the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you had, sir, there would not be such a longing to get back to him. And I've seen him begin to deal with them again. Have I crossed a deadline with God? No. On a shout it, you hadn't. Thank God tonight he'll reach out with a hand of love, with a hand of compassion. He'll begin to deal again. He'll begin to talk again. He'll begin to say, I still love you. He'll begin to say, I still care about your soul. Amen. Oh, to shout it tonight. He'll go to the hog pen. pen. I said, he'll go to the hog pen. Brother, he'll go to the hog pen. He will begin again. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Bringing me to repentance. Bringing me to that place. Brother Shad singing that, we're going to have a time. We're going to have a good time. I know where that come from. South Alabama. Call them Cajun people. I preached that many revivals there. Brother Shad's preached some revivals. I'm going to tell you, I saw those and hell said there wasn't any hope for. Saw God bring them in. I want to tell you, one time, put me in an old schoolhouse, slept on a sway back bed, brother, and there's a chore in doing that. Went for just a couple of nights, stayed 21 days. My family come down and visit me during the weekend. Trying to lay hold on God. It rained the majority of time. Pupwood haulers in that whole country, they couldn't do nothing but come to church. I said, and couldn't do nothing but come to church. I seen the Lord begin again. Bring them in. Preacher's son saved. People in far out in sin saved. I'm going to give you this. I was out behind that schoolhouse one night, standing there. I'd come out of the schoolhouse, and I felt impressed. I went out to the cemetery. It's the hemp cemetery right behind that schoolhouse. And while I'm standing there, God showed me the rapture of the church. I seen it take place right there. Seen them coming up out of the ground, brother. Coming up, bodies coming up. Saints coming up. Some of them didn't move. Some graves were not disturbed. I kept standing there. I started to turn. God said, stand right here. Stand right here. Don't move yet. I stood there. I saw a man coming across that graveyard. As he came, he was dressed in black, had a black hood over his head. I couldn't see his face, but he had a sickle, a long sickle, laying over his shoulder. And he was saying these words with a hideous voice. You waited too late. You waited too late. You waited too late. Hear me? That whole parking lot was full. When I got in that church, you couldn't hardly get another human being in that church. Brother, I walked, sat down, Brother Jack, where you're sitting. When I sat down, God spoke to me and said, 20 days, 21 days from today, there's a man in this church tonight, if he don't make things right with God, 21 days from today, his funeral will be preached in this church. 21 days from today, his funeral will be preached. Brother Sid Stewart, I'm telling you, that man of God, that prophet of God, he felt impressed that God was talking to me. He turned to me, said, I want you to come right now. No song, no nothing. I want you to come right now. I got up and told him what God had spoke to me. And while I'm sitting there, brother, I saw that man, son, as he left out from that cemetery, walked throughout them cars. I watched him as he walked around, Kathy, coming around and saying that same thing over and over again. You waited too late. You waited too late. You waited too late. I watched him as he came in that door, came down and walking up in front while I'm standing there behind that pulpit. I saw that death walking up and down there. I said, you got time to make it right with God. You can make it right with God now, or 21 days from now, and you're going to be this preacher funeral. Can I tell you, a sister Mary, a woman that is faithful of God, a woman that prayed and fasted many days, her rebellious husband, what it had said in that service, brother, they lived across the road. That man jumped up like you'd have shot him. But I mean, jumped, ran that altar, fell at that altar, and said, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Brother, what happened? He began again. on a shout it tonight. I come to tell you tonight, I don't care how far in sin they've gone, I don't care what they've done, thank God to be shakalakalakabahai, for there, if the church will pray, he will begin again. If my people who call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I'll move. He will begin again. And God waited. And God waited. And God waited. And he began again. Aren't you glad that he began again? Aren't you glad at the first wooing, he didn't say that's it? I don't see your hand. If the first time that God ever dealt with you, you turned your heart and life over to God in this building, I don't see your hand. Not one? Huh? So therefore, what did he do? Huh? What did he do then? He began again. What if he had said, I called you one time, that's it. But thank God. He began again. Listen to me. As I read this again this afternoon, Matthew 26, we read about Christ going to Gethsemane. Verse number 40. And he cometh unto his disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, what could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O Father, if this cup may not pass from me except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Listen to it. Then he cometh to his disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. He led them to the Garden of Gethsemane. And as he led them to the Garden of Gethsemane, this place of the crushing, the Bible tells us, he said, ye sit here while I go yonder and pray. But I want you to watch with me. I want you to watch with me. And we've all preached that, and he went a little further. And truly he did, and fell on his face and prayed, and I've read it to you already. And cried out, nevertheless. And I'm telling you, I've often thought about this, sir. When he came back to them, I want you to know they were close enough to hear what he was saying, but not concerned enough to stay awake and watch with him. They were close enough to hear him in agony as he prayed, but not concerned enough to stand with him. I mean, tell you, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he had longed for human fellowship, but he longed in vain. He found them sleeping. What could not you pray 1 hour? Couldn't you even pray 1 hour? And he goes back and prays again and prays again and prays again. And I want you to notice this. The Bible tells us when he came this last time, he spoke to them, said, sleep on, take your rest. Take your rest now. I'm telling you, I'm delivered into the hands of the enemy. I want you to look at this. We find how, listen to it now, sleep on now. In other words, he's saying it's over. The moment when you might have helped me is gone, and it's gone forever. The moment I needed you most, it's gone. It's gone forever. You cannot help me now. Listen now. Amen. He looks and sees the flicker of the torches and the shadow of the trees. And then he says these words. I'm preaching tonight. Oh, he began again. Don't you notice what he says here? Verse number 46. He said, "Rise, let us be going. Behold, he that is at hand that doeth betray me." What he's saying is the past is gone. Let it sleep with yesterday. But there is future for you if you're willing to use it. Thank God. Lord, I found you. Lord, I failed you. I failed you, Lord. I didn't pray when you needed me most. When you needed a human hand. When you needed human help, Lord, I was not there. But thank God, Shaddy come down and said, "Let us, amen, rise. Let us be good. You're still part of me." And he began again. Thank God, and he began again. You may have failed me, he said, but you're still part of me. Don't dwell on this failure in Gethsemane. Don't dwell on this. Amen. Let us, let us, let us. Thank God. I want to shout it tonight. You may have failed him. I may have failed him when he needed me most. But thank God he comes out wiping sweat, his blood, sir, had flowed down his face. I mean to tell you, angels had to come and strengthen him. But he looks and tells the disciples, "Let us go. I'm going to begin with you again. You found me again. But thank God I'm not going to cast you off. I'm not going to throw you aside. I'm going to begin with you again. I'm going to still let you be a part of me again." I know, no doubt, Brother Shad's read this poem, quoted it to you, but I'd like to read it to you again. I wish that there was some wonderful place called the land of beginning again, where all our mistakes and all our heartaches and all our poor selfish grief could be dropped like an old shabby coat at the door and never put on anymore. I wish there's a land called the beginning again. And I could take that old shabby coat and drop it at the door and never put it on. There he is. And he began again. Have you ever failed him? I have. I have. Oh, God. Oh, but there he is. A beginning again. Hallelujah. Saying, "I'm going to mount you up as wings of eagles again. You're going to fly again. I'm going to touch you again. I'm going to put a fresh anointing on you again." Amen. I was in a revival several years ago. A young man came and prayed. After service, I told the pastor, I said, "I'm sure glad that young man prayed and sought the Lord." You know what he said? He said he gets saved every revival. I couldn't help it. I had to say it. I said, "Well, maybe this one is the one where he hits the rock." Have you failed him?
Has it been time that you said, God, I wished I hadn't said that. I wished I hadn't done that. But yet he'll come and he'll begin again and he'll touch and he'll minister. Look at Gethsemane. Don't run it by us one more. Look at Gethsemane one more time. In an hour that he needed human fellowship, but he longed in vain. It wasn't there. It was not there. I mean, son, if you will. I'll run this by again. It's still on my heart. Thank God. But you know what he said? Let us rise. And we're going on.
Amen.
Get up where you're at and go on.
Amen.
He's not through. He hasn't cast you off.
Right.
He still loves you.
Yeah.
He still cares. Right. Amen. When the writer said, no man cared for my soul, he does. I want us to come now. I feel like we need to just do this. I want us to come and tell him how much we love him. How much I appreciate you, Lord, for beginning again. For talking to me again. Let's make it 100%. I could preach on a little more, but I feel like that's enough. Let's come. Find us somewhere. God, when others said he'll never be saved, he'll never find God. When others said that man's been in and out time and time again. That man's gone and committed some atrocious sin. He'll never find God. But oh God, you began again. Thank God. God, you dealt, you moved again. God, you blessed one more time. Thank God, God, you dealt with us one more time. Moved up on our soul, God, one more time. Thank God for the moving hand of God. Oh, God, I'm telling you, we thank you, Lord, for the moving of God, for the good report, how you're blessing in the church. How you're helping, Lord. When hell said God wasn't going to move, when hell said God wasn't going to bless, maybe tonight you don't want to say it loud enough where your neighbor can hear you. But just between you and God tonight, you'd say, Lord, I failed you, but I'm glad you began again. I'm glad, Lord, you didn't cast me off. I'm glad, God, that you had mercy upon my soul and you waited and God waited and God waited and God waited. I'm glad, Lord, for your patience. I thank you, God, for your divine mercy. I thank you, dear God, for your precious love. Come on, let's lift our hands and worship God. I want us to thank God for having mercy on our soul tonight. God, what part of hell would I be in tonight, God, if you hadn't begun again? What part of hell would I be in tonight, oh God? Where would my family be tonight, God, if you hadn't begun again?